This is the Martin Atkins Minute. Merchandise. Merchandise, the engine that drives the boat, the rocket fuel that jet propels your career to the stars. Actually, it's more like the slow hand crank trolley that inches up the funicular railway, inch by rusted, mangled inch up the hill. As we approach another South by Southwest, the largest music festival of its kind in the world, with more than 2,000 acts and 28,000 registrants,
wow.
What better subject to address than some simple fixes for your band? Merchandise. First, selling. Most of us, and yes, I do include myself in this, are scared of selling. Get over it. Think of it like this: if you are scared of selling, you're probably comfortable selling a song. The lonely breakdown, middle eight, as you step forwards into the spotlight, and a tear rolls down your cheek. That's selling. Or jumping into the air, doing the splits with your guitar in between your legs and your tongue out. That's selling too, although in my case, that would be selling me an Uber. Home, quickly, please. On a subconscious level, we're all hesitant to sell. I once said to a friend of mine, Curse Mackey, his name is Chris, but everybody calls him Curse. He's from San Antonio, Texas. I asked, "Hey, do you think I should bring the merchandise into the venue? Do you think I'll sell anything?" Well, he replied, "You won't sell anything if you don't bring it in."
No way.
And boom, there I was, exposed as being frightened to sell, revealing my own fear. It's not one thing that will propel you into superstardom. It's 27.
What?
Tip number one, roll your shirts. Rewind it. Tip number one, have a shirt to sell. Have a shirt. It's not about the money. It's about the relationship and the momentum and leaving something behind you. When you sell a t-shirt, the person you sold it to will wear it, hopefully, a few times, and then, eventually, will wash it, put it in a dryer with a snuggle sheet, fold it, and have a relationship with you through the shirt. That's what you want. That's what we're selling. Tip number two, have a choice of shirts. The question cannot be, would you like to buy a shirt? That has a possible no answer. When you have two shirts, the question can be, which one of these two shirts are you going to buy now with your money that you're going to give me? Tip number three, roll your shirts. Hey, whoa, students. Not everything needs to be a weed reference. See me in my room after class.
Which room is that, sir?
Room 420.
What time is that?
20 minutes past four.
What day?
Thursday. Thursday, April the 20th. Okay, what I mean is, take your shirts and roll them so they're all the same size, like a half-used roll of paper towels. Put a rubber band around them and a piece of masking tape over the end with the sides. Then, when you put 50 shirts in a box, you'll be able to see at a glance the shirts you have and serve your customers really quickly. You might think, this guy's an idiot. It's just a few seconds. And yes, it is, maybe most of the time. But it's not just about that little bit of time it takes for one transaction. You hope to have 5 or 6 or 12 people hanging around the booth after the show, right?
Right!
And he's thinking, I like the shirt. I want to support this artist. But this shirt guy doesn't seem to have a clue what he's doing. He seems to be rifling through an entire box of shirts for every single customer. If this keeps up, we're going to go into double overtime with the babysitter. I've got to be up for work in the morning. And now what is this guy doing? Oh, screw it. That's why you roll the shirts. Does anybody want to roll shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sonny, what's your ambition? I want to sit in a crappy room rolling T-shirts all afternoon. No, nobody wants to sit around and roll shirts, but you want to succeed, don't you? There are more. There are so many more tricks and tips for the merch booth. But I think that's all you can deal with right now. And I have to think about my students doing all of these sound effects. This is about all they can deal with too. So, I'll see you at South by Southwest, whether you're coming by car, plane, motorcycle, hoverboard, tricycle, speedboat, hot air balloon, or that vehicle that cleans the ice before the ice hockey game, or horseback, whether you listen to drill, drum and bass, funk, hip hop, country and western, rock, metal, K-pop, swing, or punk. I'll see you down there.